About joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? EcoBank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
PowerFM Livingston brings you the best mix of music, entertainment, and affordable advertising rates that appeal to your business needs. Power 102.4 FM carries a unique fusion of local and international content that provides you with a unique spectrum of programming that is reflective of all your advertising needs and more. Get real value for your money. Relax and let PowerFM Livingston do all the work. Advertise with us today. Call us on 0963-495741 or email us on info@farfmzambia.com. FarFM Livingston, the tourist capital number one. Tourist capital number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
OHS Forum says the speed at which Bill 7 is being rushed into law demonstrates a government's determined position on linking the amendments to the 2026 general polls. UPND Alliance endorses President Hakainde Hichilema for 2026. In international news, Kenyan MPs accuse British troops of sexual abuse and environmental harm. And in sports, WFP appoints Patson Daka as Goodwill Ambassador to champion zero hunger.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The government has explained that Bill 7, which was reintroduced in Parliament yesterday, must be addressed while it is still active before December 25, 2025, or the bill will be withdrawn or deferred. Speaking during a media engagement, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa stressed that according to Standing Order No. 122 of the National Assembly Act 2024, the recalled bill is the same one in its original form that was presented earlier and cannot be altered or pave the way for fresh submissions by the technical committee. Mr. Mwetwa has therefore encouraged stakeholders such as the OASIS Forum and others to fight the Bill 7 at Parliament if they do not want it to pass. But the OASIS Forum has noted with concern the speed at which Bill 7 is being rushed into law. The development, it says, demonstrates the government's fixed and determined position of linking the amendments to the 2026 general elections. In addition, the forum has refuted assertions that the opposition political parties are influencing its stance on the government's proposed constitutional amendments. Speaking during an interview on the Power Breakfast Show, OASIS Forum Chairperson Beauty Kateve said such accusations are common whenever civil society takes a position that challenges those in power. Ms. Kateve explained that any appearance of alignment with opposition leaders stems from shared objectives rather than political allegiance, hence reiterating the forum's position of delinking the constitution amendment from next year's elections and ensure that a new law strengthens democracy and the Bill of Rights. She said the forum is part of a wider coalition pushing back against what it describes as unconstitutional attempts by the government to amend the national charter through Bill 7.
That is always what political parties do. For example, the time that we were against Bill 10, TF thought we were part of the opposition, which was the UPND then. Now that we are against Bill 7, the ruling party thinks we are on the other side. When you see us in the same place together with the opposition, it's because the opposition are also fighting the same cause, we are also fighting the same cause. Our institution will never be partisan because we represent a different community and not political parties.
Meanwhile, the forum has called on Zambians to take an active role in safeguarding the constitution, stressing that constitutional amendments affect every citizen, regardless of political affiliation or social standing. Ms. Kateve reminded the public that the constitution belongs to the people and must be protected through active participation. She urged citizens not to dismiss constitutional matters as distant or irrelevant to their daily lives, noting that some Zambians assume amendments will not affect them personally, a belief, she said, is both inaccurate and dangerous.
It is our responsibility to commit to the promotion of constitutionalism, to the rule of law and good governance, which is going to benefit all of us. So let us pay attention. I've seen some people who are saying, even if they change, even if they amend, it will not affect me because I will be seated in my house. It will affect all of us. It will affect all of us because that is the law of the land. That is the supreme law of the land. Whatever it is that we do is actually derived from the law, supreme law of the land. So we should not take it casually.
In another development, a Lusaka-based lawyer, Tresford Chali, has filed a new and urgent application in the Constitutional Court, seeking to hold the voting on Bill 7 in Parliament until his main case, challenging the declaration of the Chawama parliamentary seat as vacant, is concluded. In a certificate of urgency filed, Mr. Chali argues that First Deputy Speaker's announcement yesterday to reintroduce Bill 7 for a vote creates an immediate risk that Parliament may proceed with the measure on or before Friday, when the House is expected to adjourn sine die. Rather, Mr. Chali submits that allowing the votes to go ahead would deprive the people of Chawama representation on matters concerning the proposed constitutional amendments. The emergency application is tied to Mr. Chali's main petition, in which he is asking the Crown Court to overturn the Speaker's ruling of 28 November declaring the Chawama seat vacant. The UPND Alliance has thrown its full support behind President Hakainde Hichilema as its sole flag bearer for the 2026 general election. Alliance spokesperson Leslie Chikuse says President Hichilema remains the most capable leader to steer the country's development agenda, stressing that the Alliance will not consider any proposal to field a different candidate. Mr. Chikuse said President Hichilema's performance has strengthened his support base, even in regions where he previously recorded lower numbers. He also noted key achievements under the UPND government, including the free education policy, upgrades to health facilities, and the reinstatement of meal allowances for students in public universities. He added that the country has recorded improved investor confidence, ongoing recruitment in the public sector, and stronger regulation in the mining industry under President Hichilema's leadership.
When leadership remains focused, and when an alliance stands united in purpose, meaningful change becomes possible and sustainable. But let us be very clear. What we are witnessing now is only the beginning. We have hope for the future because we know we now have more children in school than at any time in our history. Children who will become tomorrow's teachers, nurses, engineers, and innovators. Communities are now building their own projects through CDF, meaning that development will no longer be delayed by bureaucracy.
In international news, the Kenyan parliamentary inquiry has accused British soldiers stationed in the country of repeated sexual abuse, unsafe training practices, and environmental violations, saying the behavior has made the foreign troops feel like an occupying force. The report released this week by Kenya's Defense and Foreign Relations Committee reflects growing anger over the conduct of the British Army Training Unit Kenya, BATUK, which hosts thousands of UK soldiers every year. Britain's Defense Ministry told Reuters it deeply regrets the problems linked to its military presence and said it is willing to investigate any new allegations once evidence is submitted. The most high-profile case involves the 2012 murder of 21-year-old Agnes Wanjiru near a British training camp in Nanyuki. The main suspect, British soldier